Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. We have Weston Womp hanging with us for this 3 o'clock hour, which we greatly appreciate. We also appreciate our next guest. He's always awesome to us on Twitter. Good friend of the show, News Channel 9 meteorologist David Glenn, who obviously had one heck of an evening and one heck of an early morning. David, thank you so much for joining us. How much sleep did you get last night?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's been, I think, just barely over 90 minutes.
Wow.
So it's long, but I know a lot of other people maybe have not even slept since Easter Sunday morning. So much damage across the earth. There's people that haven't slept a wink. So I feel fortunate to have had 90 minutes. So a hard shot to them, definitely.
Absolutely. When did you first get an idea that last night's system that came through could present a lot of similarities to April of 2011?
Yeah, and again, it's interesting you bring up that comparison. It is the most significant damage we've had since April 27th of that year. If you go back to around Thursday of this week, we have what's known as a weather alert day. We'll designate a day. If we see severe weather, it could be a factor, it could be impactful, disruptive, we'll designate that day. And on Thursday, it looked like Sunday was going to be one of those days. And so that's when we started talking the importance about it, trying to get everyone's attention that, and it's so hard because it is Easter Sunday. And along with the pandemic we have, if bad enough families can't get together, now we've got severe weather on top of that. So it was very important to get the messaging out early about the system, and obviously what transpired last night, you see why.
David, last night, to use a sports term, were there curveballs thrown at you? I mean, it looked like for a while there, because I was just like glued to you, and I want to give others a shout too, like Paul Barris and the Weather Channel, but I mean, it's one of those things where it looked like the worst stuff might be coming through around 10 or 10:30, and as it turned out, it seemed like the most extensive damage was inflicted like from midnight to 12:30, right?
Sure, yeah, and I was very concerned about the early activity. I think there's a lot of focus on the main line that comes through. There's also that early activity that always can be a very problematic or a bugaboo. And that's what we were really watching. And we were starting our wall-to-wall coverage, as we called it, around 7:30 when the first warning came out for DeKalb County. So it was nonstop for 4.5 hours of off power, but Bill and Aaron at the studio kept it going until the wee hours of the morning.
You're listening to David Glenn, meteorologist with News Channel 9. He does a great job. You're listening to David here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Hey, David, this is Weston Womp. I was fascinated watching you guys last night, particularly when you guys referenced this signature on the map that actually showed stuff had flown as much as a mile or higher into the atmosphere. And apparently that technology wasn't available, or at least we didn't have it in Chattanooga in 2011, certainly not in 97. What is that technology? Where does a radar come from? I was just so fascinated that in real time you guys knew that stuff was being shot way up into the atmosphere.
Yeah, sure thing, Wes. It's a good question. That is from the Doppler radar, High Top, Alabama, is where that particular radar is located. And now we have ways to look inside, not just how the winds are moving, but there's sort of what's known as a dual pole. You look at the horizontal and the vertical, get a whole slice of the windshield. And in this case, you can start to see, and we saw this around Camp Jordan to Ottawa, as the storm really started tightening up, you get what's known as a debris ball. You can start seeing targets being reflected back off the radar, and it starts showing up as these colors. You can also get to know that, hey, that's not just a windshield, that's debris being shot, as you mentioned, it's the air. So at a rapid pace. So that helps us identify where a storm like that could be occurring and the strength. And it's not surprising that the storm surveys for the National Weather Service have already been out there today. They've already looked at the damage and given a preliminary estimate of an ES3, which is 145 mile an hour wind. And if you look at that damage in East Brainerd and Ootowah, that's not surprising at all. Not surprising. It's off in the radar game.
David, thanks so much for all you did last night. I have a couple of quick questions. One, how difficult with the stay-at-home and the isolation did that make covering this event? And the second one, I think we lost him. Dang it.
Okay, we'll resume.
We will resume.
That was an awesome sound effect.
It was.
You're going to lose somebody in the radio.
Well, I guess we could have said he cussed. Up yours, Greason.
Now, Weston Wells explained that a while back, that we hear that sound, which sounds like a rebound.
Everybody else is done.
But they don't, listeners don't hear. Unfortunately, because we do feel like we're cheating them. All right, we've rehooked with David Glenn of News Channel 9. Jay, go ahead with your question again.
David, great job last night. How much more difficult was this because of the social distancing and the self-isolation stuff?
Yeah, and that's a great question, Jay. And it's a very unique situation. I think a lot of folks saw us, utilize last night. Is, let me back up about 3 weeks when this pandemic started and social distancing at work. In my house, we are taking care of my mother-in-law, who suffered from a recent fracture. She's recently got out of rehabilitation hospital, and now we're keeping her at our house for a while so she can go home. So I was very concerned at such a high-risk age. I told my bosses, I said, look, we need to see about a way of working from home. And so we have a full setup in my garage, the Chroma Key green screen camera, live view broadcast unit, and I've been doing that for the past 3 weeks, and it's been working very well. And when we set up our severe weather coverage, I told them, I said, look, this setup is only as good as I have power.
Right.
If I lose power, we lose everything. So it was important to have Bill and Aaron at the station, but it allowed us to have two studios and three meteorologists working in tandem, and I thought it worked out very well. And let me also say, and I'm talking about what our coverage is like, I got to give a shout-out to all of our meteorological community, broadcast meteorologists in town, because it's one of these days where more voices getting the message out is very important. So everyone was doing their jobs, and it's not just my crew, it's everybody's crew.
Well, and along those lines, when people call in and Bill Race has to wrestle with a question on, hey, where's American Idol, do you want to tell those people just go straight to hell?
I just have to ignore it. And I understand people think, well, it's not in my backyard. And I see that. But as we try to explain it over and over, I know it's not in your backyard now, but it might be soon. And I think for a lot of folks who are complaining, I think they see the result, and they might be regretting that complaint a little bit. But we do this for every tornado warning we have. We have to stay on the air. It's our job, FCC requirement, and it's not just us wanting to get up there and see ourselves on TV. No, we're trying to get the message out, an early warning, and get people to safety. That's our number one goal and number one job.
All right, and we were talking about it because we were all kind of bouncing between what you were doing and what Paul Barris was doing, and y'all did great stuff. I agree with your commendations out there to the whole community. In some ways, is it difficult to balance the energy, the rush, the impressiveness? And I'm not saying in a good way. You are a fan of weather and have to be appreciative of its power, but then you also know the destruction. Is there, the adrenaline, the rush, but then also people's lives are being forever altered. How do you balance that?
It's hard sometimes, and especially when you see the storms flexing like they were, at the surface there's something bad happening. And the one I have to keep remembering, and this just goes from past experiences with different events, whether it's tornado events here or hurricane events that had to cover on the Gulf Coast, is sometimes you're that last voice people hear before they lose power. And so I remind myself to be a calming voice, be a voice that they can understand. Nowhere, try to guide them to where they need to go for safety and understand where their location is in conjunction with where the storm is. So it's a difficult balance sometimes. There is a bit of adrenaline rush when you got multiple warnings at once, trying to get to so many different warnings all at one time. But it is like it is a difficult balance. But and I think once the coverage stops, and this is a good example, like last night, once I lost power in my house in a home studio, I came back here to the station, and as the coverage is winding down, we're starting to get more reports of damage across the viewing area, and that's when it all comes rushing back to you, and that you get a little emotional in that. I get a sense of dread every time we do any severe weather coverage, but it's the dread that drives me because we got to make sure people are warned. But when you see the damage, you hear about unfortunately fatalities across our region, it hits you, and it's stuff that in the next couple of nights and weeks it'll keep me awake. Yeah.
You're listening to David Glenn, does a great job as a meteorologist with News Channel 9. You're listening to David here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David, you kind of started to touch on this with this your last answer. If I had to ask, which weather system fascinates you more? Are you more fascinated by tornadoes or hurricanes?
I'll be honest, it's hurricanes. Tornadoes are far more destructive and have to take unpredictable paths. There's still a lot we don't know about tornadoes, and that's the scary thing about it. And we just don't know where they're going to strike. Like if you go back to yesterday morning, we know there's a chance of tornadoes late in the day. You just unfortunately don't know what locations will be hardest hit. So we have to give threat levels to certain areas. When it comes to a hurricane, you kind of get a general idea of where it's going to go, and so. I went through several hurricanes when I worked in the Mobile, Pensacola market, and those were, again, you see a lot of destruction by them, but there's still a fascination to learn more about it after going through a lot of those and watching them. So it, just in my book, hurricanes to me, and now that I can watch them from far inland, they're far more interesting, and I can study them a lot better than being right in front of them.
All right, David, you know when we have great guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
I guess so.
All right, your favorite...
I'm 90 minutes sleep. Here we go.
Favorite 80s or 90s alternative rock group?
R.E.M.
If Bill Paxton hadn't died, would we know more about tornadoes if he'd made another documentary like Twister?
Yes.
You're in charge. We can only David Glenn's in charge. We can only bring back one collegiate or professional sport by the end of 2020.
Oh, college football.
Your Georgia dad, who's your favorite Georgia football player of all time?
Oh my goodness, Herschel, of course.
Was Brick Tamlin robbed of an Academy Award?
I'll have to go with no. I'm just
going
to say firm no.
All right, listen, David, thank you so much for joining us, especially on 90 Minutes of Sleep. Great job last night. We know that is not an easy thing to do at all, but you did a great job. All the Chattanooga meteorologists did a wonderful job, and we thank you so much for taking some time out and visiting us here on Press Row.
Gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for everything y'all do. And I want to give a shout-out to first responders for what they're doing. And let's stay safe and let them do their job.
Sounds great. David Glenn, News Channel 9, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.